Hey, Australia, how you going? You all right? I bloody well hope so, because this is NBA Australia. It is Monday. Oh boy. I am your host, James Clements. I'm the editor of CodeBet. That's a very good website. Go check that out, codebet.com.au. You might have seen this podcasting mug of mine on Fox Sports Lab NBA or in the newspaper every day. I'm here in Larry Armour Studios hanging out, giving you the lowdown on all the ins and outs of the NBA season while repping Australia a bit. Tell you what, woo, cookie! We got another one. That's what we do here. We don't take things too seriously. I'll leave that for the nerds. You might have gathered. Australia. That's right. Australian players. Boom. But there we go. We'll start there this week. Xavier Cooks is now an NBA player. That is unreal. What else? It's also Maxi Kleber. It's his world. We're just living in it. It's actually Austin Reeves' world, and we're just living in it. What an upsy-downsy sort of weekend it was. We're going to talk about some weekend winners and losers after we recorded a Saturday show Saturday morning. Yeah, still the weekend after all that. We've got the NBA Australia Game Wraps. We've got a juicy slap, but that's not a night for, mate. No, mate. Spud of the night. Better than Lonzo Ball. We've got Dickhead of the Weekend. We've got Yeah Nas, the unpopular opinion of the day. And our back take, yes. We're serving up a flame grill take. We've also got the Australian Player Watch. We've got an Andrew Gaze Grand Mum Award for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence. And we've got a Shane Hill Shooter Shoot Shoot Shot Light 'em Up Award. As well as a pick and preview for all the games over the next couple of days. Love that. Exciting times, just in case, because I do have a Chockers week this week. But we should be here with a couple more shows, don't worry about that. Right, let's get into it. Episode, I believe this is 897 of NBA Australia. Jeez. Let's go.
This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
You better watch out for the Aussie attack. In for the NBA, how good was it to see Cookie get out there? He basically landed, probably still hung over from the Kings win in the NBL Finals, lands and just basically tugs on a fucking Wizards jersey. He just wanders onto the court, says g'day to his old mate, King Deli himself. Just go, oh, g'day Deli, what are you up to? And then jumps on the court and proceeds to kick some ash and take some names, which you do love to see, don't you? I was just stoked. It's like, this is great. Let's go. Let's go, Cookie. What an absolute legend. Seriously, what a whirlwind that's been for Xavier Cooks. He just wanders out, smashes, crushes, does great, watches his, hangs out with Deli really quickly. Says g'day, sitting on the bench. The Wizards better get used to this, Cookie. They're getting shit pumped and by Delhi's Kings. And the Wizards are like, ah, oh, hey, Cookie, you want a game? And he's like, oh, fuck yeah, man. Got out there for the last 6 minutes. They emptied the bench. It was that bad. Johnny Davis got some minutes. Getting pretty dire there in Washington at the moment. But Cookie got out there 6 minutes, one offensive rebound, one defensive rebound. He had two rebounds and he had turnover. Ah, brutal, but he was a plus eight. Unfucking stoppable. But you do love to see that in the long list of Aussies in the NBA at the moment. You can add Cookie to it to go with Box Hill Benny, Paddy Thrills, Aussie Matty T, Greeny, Rock'em Sock'em Block'em Jock'em Landau, Jingles, Giddy Up, The Vacuum, Dyson Daniels, Jack White, bum, 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 boom, boom, Jack White, and King Deli, of course. Love it. Right. What else happened on the weekend? Ant-Man got hurt, sprained his ankle. That looked horrible. That dude screamed like me cramping up, like, in bed. Hey, Jim, did you have some tins and then cramp up? Yes. Maybe. Did you scream? Yes. Yes, I did. The crazy part was, he's like out there screaming, oh, it looked fucking bad too. Thing is, he's all good. He's gotten out of his walking boot. He's moving around. The swelling is decreasing. I'm not convinced that Anthony Edwards is some sort of human. He might be part robot. Or at least some sort of alien. Because, I mean, there was that awesome quote about him floating around going, man, Why wouldn't you want to play basketball? I play every game because I love playing basketball. You're like, I fucking love Anthony Edwards. This guy's rad. Tweaks his ankle, misses like a game, his first game of the season. And then he's like, nah, my body's healing at a rate of knots. I better get back out there. Help my team get in the playoffs. Love it. Speaking of which, the Minnesota Timberwolves, you might remember they have another former number one pick on that roster. Do you remember him? The bloke who hasn't played since November 28 because of apparently the world's worst calf injury. Carl Anthony Towns. Remember? Remember? Remember Barry? Cat, seriously, what sort of calf injury, I ask you, takes 4 months to heal? Because they're looking forward to his return in the coming weeks. Like, it's not imminent. It's down the pike. But jeez, did he tear it from the bone? Did he actually replace his calf with a cow? A baby cow? And went, wait, I've made a horrible mistake. Now my fucking calf is mooing at me. Seriously, 4 fucking months. Cat, Jesus, mate. Meanwhile, LeBron, it was the first time the Lakers have really said anything about LeBron's return. Darvin Ham's like, yeah, he's going to be back this season. I was like, oh, shit, all right. So they think he's coming out. Meanwhile, Carl Anthony Towns has taken 6 months off. And Zion can't walk on the fucking court without getting hurt. Yeesh. That's pretty interesting. Good on you, LeBron. That'd be good to have him back. The problem is, Lakers, it's going to be a bit of a tough one, I tell ya, to make sure they actually make the fucking playoffs. Because they're right there at the moment. They're in 10, 35 and 37. They're actually tied with those Wolves. But yeesh. They're actually working out some other free agent centers as well. Tristan Thompson and Tony Bradley. Gross. Yeah, it's not going to really move the needle. Interesting to see on The Athletic. The Blazers have no intention of firing head coach Chauncey Billups. Now, far for me to say, but if you have to come out and expressly say you're not firing that head coach, guess what? I think he's going to get fired. That's fucked. It's like, oh, we brought in Chauncey to improve our defense. Have you gotten any better at defense? No. No, we haven't. Tough one. Portland are 31-40 this year. And Dame has been healthy for most of it. It's not great. Not great. I like Chauncey Billups, though. Just because I loved him as a player. Right. That's about it. Not a giant amount of other news popping off in the interceding time since we last spoke on Saturday morning. It's now Monday. Kind of just cruising along at the moment. So let's do some game wraps. Then we'll do some weekend winners and losers. I'll tell you what, there's been a couple of little things where Boston hilariously lose to Utah. A lot of problems there. Sixers are cruising. So let's wrap up some games. Then we'll do some weekend winners and losers. Game wraps. That's right, the game wraps. We were recording this on Saturday morning while these games were happening. The Sixers beat the absolute shit out of the Hornets, 121-82. Hornets scored 28 points in the second half. 28. Joel Embiid had 38 points for the game by himself. 38-13 with 4 blocks. Not bad. The Hawks, they beat the, a.k.a. the Warriors East. They beat the Warriors West, a.k.a. the Warriors. But as soon as the Hawks do something good, they turn around and do something shit like today. Talk about that in a second. It was a good game. They really sort of just put the Warriors to the sword. But at the same time, where was it, Jimmy? It was in Atlanta. Oh, so not in Golden State. No. So what happened? Well, Golden State lost. 7-28. 7-29 after the next game as well. They are not great on the road, the old Warriors. Good win by the Hawks. Undone completely by their next game. Cleveland, they stepped up when needed. And beat the shit out of the Wizards, 117-94. Darius Rucker, Judy Garland crushing it. The Bulls handled the Wolves because of DeMar DeRozan there with the 49 points. Now, the chaos part is that the Bulls Not bad. Not bad all of a sudden. Not bad. They get Pat Bev, suddenly they've skyrocketed up defense. They've actually won some games. It's all happening here. You kind of love to see it. I mean, not if you're a Bulls fan, because where are you going, really? But still. The Rockets punk the Pelicans thanks to Jabari Smith hitting a game-winning three. Yes. The Pelicans, can't trust them as far as you can throw them. The Grizzlies, they beat the Spurs 126-120. The Celtics killed the Blazers. They did get straight killed, those ones.
So he got straight killed.
And the Mavericks hilariously beat the Lakers 111-110 on the Maxi Kleber buzzer-beating three. Unbelievable. Kyrie came back. He had 38-6-6. Anthony Davis had 26-10. Didn't matter because the ball got fanged around. No one was like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Right, give it to Maxi. Maxi's like, yes, ball hit the shot. And then he did. It was rad. Good win for the Mavs. They fucking desperately needed that one. So I tell you what, they're a weekend winner. The Knicks on Sunday, they beat the Nugs 116-110. Huge game. They just strangled the life out of the Nuggets down the stretch. Mitchell Robinson was handy. Like, Joker started the 24-10-8, but jeez. The Knicks can just out-tough a team. It's chaos. They were just able to do what they wanted when they needed. And Denver, that's one of those ones where you watch this and go, yeah, I'm a bit worried. Like Michael Porter Jr., 30 minutes, 11 points, and he's like, yeah, if at any point you want to play some defense there, Mickey, that'd be good. Because you just let RJ Barrett off the hook. Yeah, 21, 20 for Randall, 24 for Brunson. Great win for the Knicks. Horrible loss for the Knucks. What are they doing? The Magic beat the Clippers. Franz Wagner, hello. Amazing. Come from behind win by the Magic men. They have no business winning these games, but they just keep on doing it. 113-108, Paul George with a 30, not quite enough because Wendell, yeah, 27-12. Great job by the Magic. The Pacers, they got fucking straight killed.
So he got straight killed.
Back-to-back awesome games by Joel Embiid, 31-7-7 in this one. They smash-erated the Pacers. A bit of a danger game. They ran over the top of them late, and away they went. Raptors held off the Wolves 122-107. Fred VanVleet of the Fight VanVleet, 28-7 for him. Cruising. Kings 132, Wizards 118, because they are... What the hell is that?
What was that? What the hell was that?
The Wizards are just a shit show. The Bulls beat the Heat 113-99. Huge win on a back-to-back. Great job by the Bulls. Seriously, DeMar had 24-10 in this one. Heat fully expecting to win that. They did not. They just did their usual thing of like, hey, where the Heat? Hey, did you want to see a stink for a couple of games? And I'm like, well, not really. They're like, no, just check this one out. And then they lost. They were lucky to get past the Pistons today as well. I'll tell you that much. What else? The Grizzlies beat the Warriors 133-119. Sucked in Warriors. Oh, where was it, Jimmy? It was on the road. Did the Warriors win then? Of course not. They didn't. 133-119. Come bucket. Johnny Kuminga at 24. Jaren Jackson had 31. He was unstoppable in this game. It's like one of those ones where you're like, oh man, Draymond Green wouldn't let this happen if he was still alive. Oh wait, he's still on this team? Fucking hell, you wouldn't have known about it the other day. Hit a couple of shots, but otherwise, Jesus, got absolutely ruined. Desmond Bane went off for 26-18 for Dylan Brooks, talking all that trash. Xavier Tillman doing a really good Draymond impression. 14-10-5 for him. This Grizzlies Warriors thing is fucking awesome, and I love it. The Jazz beat the Celtics 118-117. Walker Kessler blocks the shit out of Grant Williams, and the Celtics lose. You hate to see it. Then today, the Nuggets beat the Nets 108-102. Stomped them. Nets came flying back at him. It's a little bit too late, though. The Joker had the 22-17-10 triple-double. Loves a triple-double. Thunder! They beat the Suns. Came flying back in this one to outscore the Suns in the fourth quarter. They were down, I think, 14 or 16 and absolutely fucking cooked them. Booker had 46. Didn't matter. SGA had 40. Giddy had 16-6-6. Shot 7 of 13. Unbelievable gear. SGA was incredible down the stretch. So clutch. And the Thunder have now won 4 of 5. It's absolute chaos. Unbelievable. Seriously, the Suns are crushing him. And then pow, 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 pow. Like, the Thunder ripped off an 18-2 run after being down 10, 100-90. OKC ripped off that run, tied it up with 7 minutes left, and then just fucking took over and won. Unbelievable. This Thunder team are fun as shit. The Spurs beat the Hawks because the Hawks shit right down their legs. Yep, 126-118. They're going to pop up in weekend winners and losers because this was fucked. The Hawks are up 114-108 with 7:10 remaining and scored 4 points the rest of the game. That's right, they're up 114-108, 4 points. They lose 118-126. The Heat held off the Pistons, spirited Pistons showing, 112-100. James Wiseman was crushing it, 22-13, playing Bam to a standstyll. Took a big Tyler Hero fourth quarter for them to get over the hump. Good job by the Heat, though. Took care of it in the end. 112-100. Pelicans beat the Rockets 117-107 despite Jalen Green's 40. CJ McCollum at 26. Spindles Ingram looked really good. The Bucks beat the Raps 118-111. Fred VanVleet still looking good. It's like you give him an actual center and Fred VanVleet's acting like he had another kid. Giannis! He had a 22-13-10 triple-dub. He's like, hey, don't forget about me for this MVP. Bello! The Clippers kicked the shit out of the Blazers 117-102. Just absolutely fucking played with their food in that game. And then the Lakers, Austin Reeves, you little ripper. 35-6-6 for the White Mamba. Takes that over from Brian Scalabrine. Love to see that. Franz Wagner, 21-8-7, but 111-105. The Lakers needed that one desperately because they need to make the playoffs. They really do. Now they're in 10, so good stuff there. Right, let's do some weekend winners and losers after all that.
Oh, my God. I won! I won! Ah! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me, Ken Brockman. Can we get a shot of me?
There you go. Yeah, so let's do it. Weekend winners. Easy one for me. The Sixers. Absolutely fucking steamrolling teams at the moment. The hurt they put on Charlotte was hilarious, but more importantly, they're now up to the 2 seed with that 8-game win streak, and also with Boston losing to Utah. Philly in sole possession of the 2 seed. 48-22, only 2.5 games back in the Bucks. The Bucks sneaking out that win kind of against the Raptors was pretty important. I'll tell you that much, but the Sixers absolutely cruising now. The New York Knickerbockers of New York City! Weekend winners. That was a huge win over the Nugs. Yes, the Nugs might have been like, oh man, got a big weekend in New York City planned. Gonna go out to One Oak, Three Oak, Ten Oak. I'll just go get some chalky milk and away we go. But the Knickerbockers, to be 42-30 now, it's like, yes. They're going to be above 500, if nothing else. But this is more important because with the Nets losing as well, there's now the 2.5 game gap between the 5 and 6 seed. The Nets, oof, that was a tough loss actually against the Nuggets themselves. But still, good job by the Knickerbockers. Jalen Brunson's back. They look really good. They absolutely just took apart that Nuggets team. The Knicks are just lurking. Lurking, lurking, lurking. What else? Other winners. Australia. That's right. We had Giddy versus Landale today. A bit of Adelaide revenge on Melbourne United. But really, we also got Cookie. Xavier Cooks in the NBA is fucking unreal. Winners. Spurs. Oh, but Jimmy, that's not good because the Spurs don't want to win as much because they've got the draft tanking odds. Yep, they're in the third worst thing. Their tanking odds are fine. But seriously, they got a bit of revenge for DeJounte Murray. Oh, I don't want to be here anymore, DeJounte Murray. Tell you what, with that win today against the Spurs, it's a little bit of a fuck you to their playoff hopes as well, because that then only leaves the Hawks a half game ahead of the Raptors in the 9 spot. And I tell you why you don't want to be in the play-in tournament, in the 9 or 10 spot. The crazy part is, I mean, the Pacers, the Wizards, and the Magic have sort of just fallen off the pace a little bit as Chicago have won some games, because they're our next winner. The Chicago Bulls of Chicago. Illinois is a Chicago guy. Since they traded for Patrick Beverley, they're number 5 in offense, number 7 in defense, and they've won 7 of their last 11 games. Jesus. But that win over Miami was massive. That win over the Wolves, even though the Wolves lost Ant-Man, you just got to beat the teams in front of you. Great job, Chicago. This was a team we'd written off. I still write them off. I still think their ceiling is just a bit cooked. But you just never know. I mean, yes, they're probably first-round fodder if they make it through the play-in. Like, maybe they beat Atlanta or Miami or somebody, end up in the 7 or 8 spot. The Bucks and the Sixers are going to kick the fuck out of them. But still, this is probably slightly more fun for Bulls fans than just shitting down your leg down the stretch of the NBA season. Now I say that, and of course, that's what's going to happen. Anyway, other winners. How about the Sacramento Kings? Ah, Kings, fancy loser! They are awesome. Did you know that they have a winning road streak that's more games than the Warriors have won on the road all season? That seems important. 7 straight. That's the same amount of wins the Warriors have on the road. Unbelievable. But that was a really, really... And I mentioned this, I think, on Saturday's show, right? Like, they can go to Washington. They're better than Washington. You need to beat Washington for us to take you serious, Sacramento. And what do? They beat Washington! Great job, Sacramento. Love it. This is all about King Daly's influence, very clearly. Just a coach on the bench, keeping the boys' heads on their shoulders. They're 43-27, this Kings team. They're number 2 in the West. I fucking love it. Blow it out your ass, Memphis. I want you to fall off the pace. I want my Kings in number 2. The Bucks kind of ran over them quickly early with the weekend winner thing. They're 51-20. But that win over the Raptors, it was looking a bit dicey there. They were down in the third. They ran over them, looked tough as shit doing it. Brook Lopez, what did he have, like 17 in the fourth quarter, 26 overall with the triple-double for Giannis. But with that win, seriously, they dropped that. It was a, you know, a bit of a danger game. If they had have dropped that, Sixers would have been right there knocking on their door for the 1-seed. But with that win, just keeps their noses out in front by 2.5 games. Love to see that. Big weekend for them. Utah, big weekend for them just going, fuck, I reckon we won that Rudy Gobert trade, eh? Walker Kessler with a game-winning block on Grant Williams. That was unreal. But the real big winner, I think, of the weekend was Maxi Kleber. Hello. And the Mavericks. That was just... Talk about, like, in terms of a season-long narrative. And you go, what was the moment where you went, ah, we should be okay about making the playoffs from here on out. The Mavs can just go, well, when Maxi Kleber hit that fucking 3 against the Lakers. Because, talk about swings and roundabouts. The Mavs, they lose that game. They'd be back under 500, 35-36. The Lakers would be above or thereabouts 500 if they had have kept on winning. They beat the Magic Men, so would have been pretty close. Either way, considering there's only 1.5 games that separate the Mavs and the Lakers, the Mavs are in the 6th seed. The Lakers are in the 10th seed. The Jazz are basically, they're just behind the Lakers, just because I believe that is conference record. And no, division record. Ooh, head-to-head? Shit, I can't remember what the tiebreaker is there. But still, either way, they're still only 1.5 games up. If you had to flip that result, tough scenes. But they also got Kyrie back. You're giving just enough time for Luka to maybe catch his breath, get a little bit healthier, and go from there. But it was a huge win. So it's 2 on the trot now for the Mavs after beating the Spurs, and good stuff by them. The Thunder, 35-36, big weekend as well. They actually look like a legit chance at making these playoffs and just sticking around. The Pelicans just can't seem to get their shit pointed in the right direction. It's all a bit of a problem. Thunder, behind Giddy, behind SGA. It's a case for the old, fuck it. We'll just get some playoff reps into them. And then next year, we'll be fucking hammering tongs with the stick insect, Chet Holmgren, manning the middle. What else? That's about it. Let's do some. Oh, weekend winners. Yeah, the Grizzlies. Talking all that shit and then actually backing up by beating the Warriors. Good job. I mean, but you beat the Warriors on the road. Like, at the moment, that's like just beating up on your little cousins. But still, Grizzlies, Warriors, extended history there. What about weekend losers, though, Jim?
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners, big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys.
Shut up.
Losers.
Loser.
Loser. Weekend losers. Oh, geez, the Wolves. Losing Ant-Man at exactly the wrong time. That was a tough one. They're 35 and 37 now. They've lost three on the trot. Rough time to lose Ant-Man against the Bulls. They lose that game in the end. Ugh, just, it's all over the shop. Then they lose to the Raptors. Comes on the back of that Celtics loss. They now play the Knicks. And even if Ant-Man comes back, I think we've seen before, Ant-Man, when he comes back from injury, it does take him a real long time to sort of like warm back into it all, which is not great. Just a tough one for the Wolves. I mean, it's still pretty funny because they're the Wolves, but the Lakers. The Lakers.
The Lakers stink!
I mean, they did beat the Magic, but you got beat by Maxi Kleber. Talk about swings and roundabouts. The Mavs are in weekend winners purely because Maxi Kleber, hello, nails that three. A buzzer beater, absolute chaos. The Lakers are on the losers because, well, if they hadn't have lost that game, they would have been laughing. But they did also shit the bed against the Rockets the other day. They've only got themselves to blame. Austin Reeves, though, at least he saved their, he might have just saved their season, Austin Reeves, with that game today against the Magic Man. Boston, they're weekend losers because they just look like a fucking mess, don't they? Just watching them, you're like, I have zero confidence in this team. Joey Muzz, just say what you will about Ime Udoka. You looked on that sideline last year and you went, that is a tough fucking team because he is a tough fucking dude. You look at this Boston team now and you're like, all right, who's in charge? It very much feels like the substitute teacher. And he's kind of like, all right, we've watched Conair. Now we're going to watch, I don't know, Two Hands. And everyone's like, this is great. But then it's like a month later and you're like, are we going to learn anything? I mean, they're still 49 and 23, but doesn't that feel like more of a testament to like just their talent of fucking Tatum and Brown? Tatum looks all wonky. He's got zero confidence. But at the same time, in terms of want to be a loser, you want to be a loser in the middle of fucking March. You don't want to be a loser at the end of April heading into the playoffs. I think Boston will be fine. Same goes for the Suns. Also weekend losers. They got rolled by the Thunder. Book with the 46. SGA gets him over the hump, does the Thunder. Tough one for the Suns, but look, they're still only a half game ahead of the Clippers now with that loss. And just looking a little bit wonky, waiting for KD to come back. How's KD's luck as well? Just shocking. Other weekend losers, the Wizards, they're shit. They're just shit. Like, God bless them for bringing Xavier Cooks over, but Jesus, they're shit. 32 and 39, you turn around, you're like, oh, the Wizards. They look pretty good. Oh, no, they've dropped two straight. Ah, they're shitting down. They're like, oh, don't do that on the carpet. They've lost five of their last six. It's like, hey, Wizards, what's that over there? Is that a playoff berth? They're like, oh, my God. And they trip over and just fucking slam their head in the pavement. God damn. Seriously, they've actually now lost, I believe that's seven of their last nine. That is shocking shit. It's like two games against the Hawks. The only two games they've actually won have been against the Pistons. They've lost to the Raptors, the Bucks, the Hawks twice, the Sixers, the Cavs, and the Kings. Now they play the Magic, and that's actually like, it might be their season. So, rough scenes for the Wiz. The Brooklyn Nets, they've lost three on the trot. Their weekend losers because they just need to keep their noses in front of the Heat and stay in the playoffs, and I don't know if they'll be able to do it. They play Cleveland.
Cleveland!
What's that? A couple of days. They're getting a nice little rest after getting beaten by the Nuggets today. So, but that was a tough loss to the Thunder. A predictable loss to the Kings, which was a really fun game. And another fun game against the Nuggets, but just got a fucking win. So, there you go. Tough scenes. Whom else were losers? The Blazers. They've lost six on the trot. The tank is in. Pack her up, boys. Sit, Dame. Hang out. Get a high draft pick. Let the Magic scooch over the top of you. End up with the fifth best odds Just saying, Portland. Just saying. If you turn around and get Victor Wembanyama, it'll all be worth it. The Pelicans. Oh, but Jim, they beat the Rockets today. But yeah, they're still just bad. They just stink. And the Hawks. What a horrible team they are. What an absolute fucking horror show that was today. They're 35 and 36 now. That loss after being up, what, 6 with 7 minutes left and then scoring 4 points in 7 minutes and 10 seconds the rest of the game to lose 126-118 to the Spurs. Jesus, what are you doing? They were down 24, the Spurs. A 16-0 run. Have some fucking respect, Atlanta. Just a hint of it. Yeesh, that was gross. All right. Let's fly through these awards today.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
DeMar DeRozan there with the 49 for the Bulls, 39 for Zachy Cakes, Adam Levine. Pretty big win for the Bulls, as I mentioned, right? Like, keeps their noses in front of the Pacers and the Wiz in the East. Up 2.5 games now, so pretty huge. Giannis, the 22, 13, and 10 triple-double. He shot perfect from the field, 9-9. And from 3, 1-1. That's his 4th triple-double of the season. He was awesome. And of course, though, the big man, Joel Embiid, celebrating being the new favorite for the MVP. That's right. If you can believe that. By just going out and absolutely just demolishing a couple of teams. Just to ram the point home a little bit. 31-7-7 against Indy. Bloody hell, he was good at that one. 10-15 as well. And that followed up the 38-13-5 he had against Charlotte. Just a great little, let's kick the shit out of these tough teams, these easy teams before our schedule gets fucking chaos, because Philly's schedule is about to get chaos. So I would say jump on Giannis for MVP right now. Joker, the 22-17-10 as well, of course. Book with the 46 in a loss. 40 for SGA. 40 for Jalen Green. Love to see that. But really, who does this go to? Well, 30 points, 9 rebounds, 10 assists for the Souvlaki King against Washington as well. That was pretty good. Tyrese Maxey throwing in a lazy 31-7 off the bench against the Pacers. Not bloody bad. 41 for Dame Lillard. But come on. Oh, it's Austin bloody Reeves. Austin Reeves, you fucking superstar. How good was he today against the Magic Men? 35 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, shot 9 of 14, 1 of 4 from downtown, but an absolutely ridiculous 16 of 18 from the free throw line. That is so good. It is so good. It's just fucking completely, completely ridiculous. I loved every second of it. You legend. Absolute legend, Austin Reeves. Out of nowhere. Leads the Lakers to a big win over the Magic Man. 16 of 18. In 30 minutes, he had 35, 6, and 6. That is unreal. Spud of the night.
Spud, 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 it is spud of the night.
Spud of the night. If you wanted any more proof of why you can never trust Trae Young against the Spurs today, a team that is, let me check, fucking dunking and horrible, he went 4 of 15 for 9 points. Hey, Trae, are you guys trying to win this game?
Yeah.
Well, fucking show it. 5 of 15 for Steph the other day here was horrible. 5 of 17 for D'Lo for the Lakers in that loss to the Mavs. Tatum in that loss to the Jazz. It's a soft J. 15 points on 4 of 12 shooting. I mean, look, I'm going to cut the 19-year-old a bit of slack. Buddy Boeheim, 0 of 5 for the Pistons. You might be wondering, hey, Jimmy, how long has Buddy Boeheim been in the league? And I'd be like, well, I'll tell you what. He's out there for the Pistons. Good on him. His dad, you know, is busy just, you know, talk about the Motor City. Jeez. Oh, God. But at least he's out there. I'm happy for him. Good on you. Good on you, Buddy Boeheim. 0 of 5, though. We don't shit on rookies, but it's still a Boeheim. Will the Thrill Barton, 0 of 6. Brutal for Will the Thrill. He has not covered himself in glory. Basically, ever since being picked off waivers by the Raptors, where you're like, yeah, they need like a wing scorer. Will Barton's like, all right, watch this. And then proceeded to go, 1-6 in 11 minutes against the Thunder. 14 minutes with running around, not taking a shot against the Wolves, and 0-6 against Milwaukee. Yeesh, I guess there's a reason why you get picked up off the waiver wire. 1-7 for Malik Beasley, Gray Snellen, and Taurean, the Red Bull Prince. 1-8 for Santi Aldama. 1-9 from Denny Avdija. 1-9. Jeez. Denny Avdija, I love the concept of him, but Jesus, he just can't put it together. He's going to get outplayed by Xavier Cooks. 2-12 for Kelly Oubre. 2-11 for Dennis Smith Jr. Dame goes 4-17 and Rusty goes 3-12. And it's another day where nobody went and shot the famed. Well, I can't play it because no one did it. Oh, that's a bit of a tease. Tough scenes.
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? I don't care about Dylan Brooks. When he retires, I don't think anyone will ever talk about Dylan Brooks ever again. I promise you. It's sweet right now, but wait 10 years. Oh, Jesus, Clay Thompson. Settle down. Like, I hate Dylan Brooks, but fucking jeez. I mean, he's right. But you don't have to say it out loud. How good is that Warriors-Grizzlies rivalry? The craziest part is it has also made both the Warriors and the Grizzlies wildly unlikable, but I don't care because they've got legit beef, and that is fucking rad. Let's see it. I just want to see them both play at full strength in the playoffs. Hook that to my veins. Away we go. Pantsing of the night. Zach Collins had a grown man move, backing down Clint Capella in that Spurs-Hawks game. Gave him a bit of the flex. That is a pantsing if you're Clint Capella. Like, it's Zach Collins. The dude looks like he owns a Subaru Forester. What are we doing? He looks like a 7-foot Allen. Like, he looks like, basically, if you took a male model off the runway, and you're like, wait, was that, hang on a second, was that a dude or a chick? What is Zach Collins doing here? Clint Capella got by him. But, of course, the real pantsing of the night, Grant Williams. Hey, I got this, guys. Oh, my shot got blocked. Getting blocked on a game winner is 100% an absolute pantsing, and you love to see it. Who was better than Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
How about a couple of other number two picks? James Wiseman tonight, today against Bam, 22-13. He was absolutely fucking awesome in that game. Seriously, he was basically playing Bam to a standstill for most of it. And you might remember, cast your mind back a couple of episodes, like, yeah, the Warriors cut bait too early. Wiseman's got a little something-something. You just got to play the kid. He was unreal. I loved it. Like, yes, Detroit are shit. Yes, they stink out loud. But at the same time, that was awesome. And now he's getting some run. And he looks fucking good. Like, he just looks good. So the 22, he shot 10 of 13 from the floor, including he absolutely fucking nailed a three where you're like, jeez, that was slick ass. So 22, 13, 10 of 13 from the floor, 1-1 from the three-point line as well as a free throw. He was bloody awesome. And of course, another number two pick, Jalen Green. He had 40 points. He shot 11 of 22 and 4 of 9 from downtown. The Lonzo thing, though, it's a bit on the nose. Because prayers up that Lonzo comes back. And if they're talking about, oh, I might have to take off next year as well, we're going to have to change this, obviously, for next season. Breaks your heart. So I'm going to get my licks in while I can. But also, I just hope Lonzo comes back and plays basketball again because it's way more fun when he's actually playing. And finally, Dickhead of the Weekend.
Dickhead of the Week.
And I kind of alluded to this already, like Clay Thompson goes after Dylan Brooks, but he also, he's like sitting on the bench just doing the four rings. Count the rings, 4 rings. That's a massive dickhead move by Clay. But I'll pay it. He has got 4 rings. He's earned them. That's awesome. If I had 4 rings, I'd be like, if anyone said fucking boo to me, I'd be like, count the rings, fuckhead. Bam, 1. Bam, 2. Bam, 3. Bam, 4. There's 4 motherfucking rings, dickhead. Pow, 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 pow. And if Clay is just kind of like, hey, Dylan Brooks, yeah, you fucking suck. I've got 4 rings, dickhead. And you're like, I'll pay that, Clay. It's a bit of a dickhead move, but I will pay it. All right, let's do some YNRs right after this.
This is Cam Glidden.
This is Anthony Drimmick.
This is Mitch McCarron.
This is Jason Kadee.
This is Daryl McDonald.
Hey, guys, this is Hugh Greenwood.
Yo, what's going on? This is Ellie.
This is Mark Worthington, or commonly known as Wurtho, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
You listen to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
Let's do some YNRs. Brought to you by the NBA Australia Shop. Go get your merch, get your merch.
Demo.
Get your merch, get your merch.
Wear it.
Get your merch, get your merch. Get your merch, get your merch.
Yeah, get your merch, get your merch. NBAAustralia.com/shop. Or on the socials, you can just click through and away you go. Right. What else? Get a hoodie, get a t-shirt, please. I just need to get rid of that bunch that's in the spare room. So when we renovate this house, fucking eventually. Oh, talk about a pain in the ass. I'm sure like plenty of you out there have actually renovated before and go, Jib, feel your pain. It's just the planning, all the paper. It's just like, what the fuck is going on here? But fingers crossed, we're all good. Off and running. And so if you buy some t-shirts, A, it'll help me fucking pay for the thing, and B, it'll clear out that room a bit. Anyway, let's do some YNRs. Quick one. Boston, is it time to really worry? Yeah, nah. Well, I think it was time to really worry about 2 weeks ago. Now, this is actually probably the part where they've started to sort of slowly figure things out, but they've dropped to 17th in offense since the start of March. And you watch them, and the ball just stops so often. Like, Grant Williams has just died. Marcus Smart is dead. They don't want to ever play Derek White for fucking some reason. I don't know. They're a mess. Time Lords always hurt. And that's kind of the thing, right? Like, you can have all the Peyton Pritchards in the world. You can have all the Sam Houses, but if you don't have your actual good players out there, then you're just end up being fucked. They're 13-8 since the start of February. That is not great. Offensively, they've just dropped off a fucking cliff. So, defensively, they've gotten better, as we've sort of expected, but the offense that was so absolutely on fire for the first couple of months of the season just looks horrible now. But this is the time to be shit. It's time. Like, it's fine. If you're going to have a couple of shit weeks, do it now. Denver did the same thing. It's going to be all right. We need to see some improvement in the next, like, 10 days from Boston, or it's time to really just go, oh, nah, they're cooked. As it stands, like, you look at them and just go, yeah, I have zero faith in them getting past probably the Sixers, the way the Sixers are playing right now. If you started the playoffs right now, like, the Sixers would steamroll Boston. And no chance against the Bucks. I'd worry about the Heat in the first round. Just so. Is Pau Gasol right? Our defense has disappeared and it's taken a bit of the soul out of the game. Yeah, nah. No, there's plenty of fucking defense. It just changes. And also, Pau Gasol, a bloke who barely played any fucking defense for like large swathes of his career, feels like the last person to be talking about when it comes to defense. But look, it is an interesting conversation. I think defense has changed dramatically. I think it's gotten harder to play defense. So when they go, oh, geez, no one plays defense, it's like, no, they're playing defense. It's just the dice are loaded, and it gets a lot harder to play defense when the offensive trickery and the schemes that you can run are always going to be a little bit more advanced than the defensive schemes that you try to do to combat it. Just because that's the way basketball's gone over the last 15 years. bit of a tough one. But Powell, look, he's kind of right, but I think it's morphed into something different rather than disappeared. Scotty Baxter just sent in, like, he just went, Jim, the West is bonkers. Yeah, nah, yeah. I love it. So to give you the quick update, so the Suns are in the four seed. You usually be like, oh, they should be safe there. Nope. They're a half game ahead of the Clippers, who are 1.5 games ahead of the Mavericks, who are a half game ahead of the Warriors, who are a half game ahead of the Thunder, who are a half game ahead of the Wolves, Lakers, and Jazz, who are a half game ahead of the Pelicans. For those playing along at home, that's the four seed all the way down to the fucking 12 seed. The West is bonkers. And of course, the 2 and 3 seed are tied at 43-27. I love it. I absolutely love it. But what about the unpopular opinion of the day?
Now look at me, please. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
I fucking want this Kings team to do something awesome. 43-27. What is it? Their first winning season since 05-06, which is just absolutely fucking hilarious. God bless them. That's what I say. God bless those Kings. But I kind of, I'm not sure if that's an unpopular opinion. Everyone loves the Kings. Fire Zaleza! Jimmy, did you just buy a Sacramento Kings hat? Yes. Yes, I did. I was wearing it the other day. I also bought a Portland hat, though. I also bought a Detroit hat. So let's just pump the brakes on that. But the unpopular opinion of the day. Seriously, still here for James Wiseman. Hitting threes, beasting Bam. That was sick. But the unpopular opinion, I just want to throw that Wiseman comment in. Sacramento. Oh, it won't work in the playoffs, won't it? Won't it? Like, people get like, oh, Sacramento are for real, for real. No, no, no. Sacramento are for real, for real. They're scoring 121.1 points per game. They're winning on the road. And you have to try to outscore this Sacramento Kings team seven times. Well, four times in seven games. That is just, it's going to be tougher than you think. Just saying. Keep an eye on the Kings. They might end up in the Western Conference Finals before you can blink. Because you think about the way the playoff, like, seedings and everything can lie. If they get past to, like, a weirdly banged up Memphis team that can never seem to get out of its own way, that relies just heavily on Steven Adams, in this, like, if that's if they obviously get through the first round into the second round, they could play like a Warriors team. They could end up with a Thunder team. And that'd be fun as shit. They could be up against the Wolves or the Lakers. Who knows after the play-in. But if they get through to the second round and they're playing the Grizzlies, I mean, who knows what the fuck could happen then? They could be in the Western Conference Finals. That's sick. All right, quick Outback Takehouse. It's Monday and Outback. You know what that means? Oh, yeah. While we're down the beach, we ran across an echidna. Quite literally, we ran him over. I picked him up, chucked him over the barbie, and boom, it's your self-made entree. That's right, it's already got the little fucking pokey bits in it. You just snap them off and boom. It's finger looking good, finger food, only at Outback. And today's flame grill take is, there's a very clear fucking answer to the Boston Celtics woes. If they need to toughen up, there's only one way to fix this. Bring back Aaron Banger's fucking Baines, you absolute cowards. This would not only make you tougher, it would also go halfway to fixing your fucking karma of throwing Bangers under the bus and trading him away when you told him he wouldn't after you signed him for less than market value. And you also fucked over Isaiah Thomas. So go get Bangers, get yourself sorted, and go from there. Only at Outback. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong, Celtics. Seriously, give me some more bangers. All right, quick break. Back with Australian Player Watch right after this.
This is Shane Heal, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do Australian Player Watch for today. Good to see Ben Simmons in the background of a photo. For the Nets, that was kind of nice. It's the first we've seen of him lately. Paddy Thrills, Paddy Mills, same vibe. Not getting off the bench for the Nets. Last time we saw him, he had the 23-7-4 against the Bucks. Jacques Vaughan just hates Aussies. Speaking of Aussie on Aussie violence, rock 'em, sock 'em, block 'em, jock 'em, Landale. 5 points, 3 rebounds, and an assist against the Thunder up against Josh Giddy up. Giddy, 2 of 5 from the floor, but he did hit his first three since the 2nd of March. Did our man Jock. I mean, sure, he's only taken 2 since then, but he finally got another one. Good on him. He's averaging a 6.5 point, 4 rebound outing every time he hits the floor. You love that. In only 14 minutes a game. The vacuum! Dyson Daniels over the weekend. He had those two games. He had this 2 games against Houston. He had 4 minutes in the first one. He had 3 turnovers and a foul. Eesh. Didn't exactly cover himself in glory in that one. And then today against the Rockets again, he had the 2 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal, though. That's a much better outing for only 9 minutes. The vacuum Dyson Daniels, you love to see that. And Jack White has been out there crushing it in the G League for Denver's G League affiliate, which is always fun, just because I love saying dun, 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 dun. Jack White, absolutely smashing at the moment. So, look, he hasn't played in the actual, for the A-list team, but he's still doing all right. Give me some Jack White stats, Jimmy. Well, for Grand Rapids Gold, he's been out there. He's played 12 games so far this season. Averaging almost, he's basically at 10 rebounds a game. Smashing that, and 20 fucking points a game. Jack White is an absolute goddamn weapon. I'm just saying. How many times do I have to tell you? You know? Anyway, apparently it's a lot. But he's doing great. What else? He had a great game the other day, actually. He did Jack White as well, which prompted the other dun, 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 dun tweet, which was always pretty handy. I had the 30-point, 2-assist, 11-rebound outing. Fuck yeah. Give him hell, Jack White. What else? We had Josh Greeny Green against the Lakers. 9 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 turnovers. He shot 4 of 9 from the floor, missed all 3 of his 3s, though. But they managed to pull out the win on your Greeny. Crushing it as usual. Matty T. Gotta love him. Against the Clippers, he had 6 points and 4 rebounds in that loss. That came after the 12-point, 1-rebound, 2-steal effort against Boston on Saturday. Matty, just out there doing great work as the Blazers lose every game. Dele got out there on the weekend against Cookie. 3 points in his 4 minutes. 1 of 2 from the floor. 1 of 1 from downtown. Dele just showing him how it's done. You love to see that. You absolute legend, Dele. While Xavier Cooks, obviously, is now added to the Australian Player Watch. He got out there for the 6 minutes, as I mentioned, against the Wizards. And got in a bit of cardio. Got 2 rebounds. 1 offensive, 1 defensive, and 1 turnover. The Cookie, absolute legend. Jinglin' Joe Ingles, 6-5-5 today against the Raptors in 21 minutes, went 2 of 4, all of which were from downtown. That backed up his 4 of 5 effort against the Pacers, all of which were from downtown as well for that 14-5. So, Jingles, pretty important part, obviously, that Bucks team, just nailing threes. And Josh Giddy, giddy up, 16-6-6 against the Phoenix Suns today. 7 of 13 from the floor, 1 of 2 from downtown, 1 of 2 at the line. Absolutely smashing it. All right, there you go. Let's do a bit of Andrew Gay's Grand Mumba Award for Outstanding Achievement. Andrew Gay's Grey Mamba. Outstanding achievement here. All right, clap it up. Joel Embiid has scored at least 30 points in the last 9 games. That's the longest streak by a Sixers player in franchise history. He breaks his tie with Wilt and AI. That is awesome. It also ties up with Luka for the longest streak in the NBA this season. Now, keep an eye on that, though, because, as I mentioned, the Sixers are about to go on a hugely tough stretch of their schedule. So he's out here making hay while the sun shines, I believe it goes. They now play Chicago. That's kind of cool. Neat. He loves playing Chicago. Keep an eye on Embiid then. Then he plays Golden State, Phoenix, Denver, Dallas, Toronto, Milwaukee, Boston, Miami, Atlanta, and Brooklyn to close out the season. Jesus. Sixers. I mean, how good are they? We're about to fucking find out. But I do love Embiid. I would love to see him win an MVP. But I'm just saying, keep an eye on Giannis. Right, what about the Shane Hill Shooter Shoot, Shoot Your Shot, Light Them Up Award?
He threw it down! Are you healed? Are you healed?
Praise the Lord, I'm healed.
Praise the Lord, for I'm healed. It is the Shane Hill
Shooter Shoot,
Shoot Your Shot, Light Them Up Award. All right, just a quick one. Keegan Murray is having a quietly excellent season there in Sacramento. Big reason why they're sort of the ass hasn't fallen out of that team. So he's about to, he's probably going to break the Donnie Mitchell rookie three-point record for total three-pointers made in a season of 187. Keegs, he's got 166 so far after the Kings beat the Wiz. 166. So he needs, what, 22 more to break it? He's got 12 games left in the season. He averages 2.4 made threes a game. I reckon he'll just get there. And there you go. That's just going to be a fucking trivia question forever. Who has the rookie three-point made record? You're like, well, Keegan Murray. Because I listened to Jim. All right. Let's do the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. Oh, Patty. Patty for me. Patty hasn't posted anything since the other day when he was at South by Southwest. So let's have a look at Rock'em Sock'em Block'em Jock'em Lando, who definitely has. He's got plenty. Oh, he's got his feet up with a Modelo. There's a fucking drinking beer. Tell you what, gets a bit fucking, gets a bit frothy on you very quickly, though. But he's on the Modelos. Good on you. Get on your block'em, jock'em, rock'em, sock'em, the rooster, big cock jock. I'm inspired. Just like I would be looking at Patty Mills' stuff. Talk about Patty Mills' game day inspiration board, though. Xavier Cooks just rolls in, gets out there on the fucking floor for his first NBA game. That's inspiring shit. Ballarat represent. Oh, he's Wollongong, Jim. His dad, Eric Cooks, played for the Ballarat Miners. I'm taking Xavier Cooks and claiming him as Ballarat's own. Simple as that. Because he was born in Ballarat, so blow it out your ass. When I was watching his dad play for the Miners. Right, let's do some game previews.
Game previews.
Thanks, Inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem, Jimmy. How'd you go with the picks on the weekend?
Not too bad. So bit of a rough one, I think, against the spread on Saturday, but ended up pulling out 13 of 24 over the last 3 days. So you'll take that. And now, as I mentioned, we have a Chockers schedule this week. So are we trying to do a show Wednesday, maybe Thursday? In between, we're doing a live stream of the footy on Thursday, so I'm going to try to maybe cram in a NBA Australia before that while I'm in the office. Might have some guests. That'd be fun. And we'll see how we go from there, but we'll figure that out as we go. Wednesday, got a gig. Friday, got a gig. So we'll try to get some NBA Australias in when we can and try to make them quick and fun. So I'll try to maybe do one Wednesday, and we'll see how we go from there. Right. Tuesday's games, we've got Indy at Charlotte. I'm taking Charlotte. Charlotte plus 1.5. Indy's defense since the start of February is 27th. They stink. And if Charlotte can hit some shots, they can win the game. Simple as that. They've been shit the last four games. But if they get Terry Rozier going and Kelly Oubre scoring against a shitty defense, they can win that game. So give me Charlotte at home. Philly, they host Chicago. I've already mentioned him. Embiid loves kicking the fuck out of the Bulls. Give me the Philadelphia 76ers minus 7.5. The Knicks, 7.5-point favorites against the Wolves. That's against the Wolves. So Ant-Man, questionable. I'm taking the Knicks. As I said, when Ant-Man comes back from injury, he's been a bit wonky here and there, so I'll take the Knickerbockers minus 7.5. Warriors go to Houston. The Rockets are 9.5-point underdogs at home. I'm taking Houston because where is this being played? Well, Houston. Golden State, we have a problem because we can't win on the road. They might win this, but Houston just cover because the Warriors are the worst covering team on the road in the NBA. Dallas go to Memphis. Grizzlies are 1.5-point favorites at home. Look, if Luka and Kyrie play, I'm going Dallas. If they don't, got to be Memphis. Simple as that. Easy one. So Luka and Kyrie, it's Dallas. If they're not, if it's only one of them, Memphis. Sacramento, they go to Utah. Sacramento are 6.5-point favorites on the road. I'll take Utah plus 6.5 just because they're a tough team at home. Sacramento might get the win, but give me Utah plus 6.5. Wizards, they take on, this is on Wednesday now, Wizards, they take on Magic in a Harry Potter bowl.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Wizards versus the Magic. Love a good Harry Potter bowl. I'm taking the Wizards in that one. They've got to get off the schneid somehow. If they don't, this game is packer up, boys. We are done. Backs against the wall there. Pistons, Hawks. I'm going to go the Hawks, but only just because they stink. Cavs at the Nets. I'll take the Cavs in that one. Pelicans hosting the Spurs. Pelicans should have no problems there. I say that. The Pelicans always have lots of problems. Just in general. Celtics, they take on Sacramento in Sacramento. This is after the Kings played the Jazz the day before. I'm going to take the Celtics to get a nice get-right win there. In Sacramento, the capital of California. Bet you didn't know that. Thunder and Clippers. This is a fascinating one. Russell Westbrook against his old team. I'm going to take the Clippers in this one. They play again on Friday, so just saying. Thunder, Clippers, I'm going to go LA in LA. Let's quickly run through the Thursday and Friday games just so they're on the record. Nuggets at Wiz. I'm going to go the Nuggets with the Wizards on a back-to-back. Knicks at Heat. I'll go the Heat. Tough team at home. Kind of. Sometimes. I just think they're out-tough the Knicks. Bam's playing his ass off at the moment. Raptors host the Pacers. They'll smash Indy. Warriors at Mavs. I'll take the Mavericks because the Warriors are shit on the road. Sixers at Bulls. This is a home-and-home between the Sixers and the Bulls. I think the Sixers will still kill them. Did you know that Joel Embiid is unbeaten against the Bulls in his career? He is 12-0 against Chicago. That will be 14-0 by Thursday. Rockets at Grizzlies. I'll take the Grizzlies because the Rockets stink. Spurs at Bucks. The Bucks will kill the Spurs, even though the Bucks did lose the other day to Indy. A bit of a wonky one. I think they can beat the Spurs at home. Hawks at Wolves. Hawks again with the Wolves on a, not on a back-to-back, but I think the Hawks will be too good. No, the Hawks are on a back-to-back, actually. Flip that up and reverse it. Give me the Wolves. Nice. Blazers go to the Jazz. Jazz are on a back-to-back. No, they're not. That's the day before. Use your eyes, Jimmy. Blazers at Jazz. I think I'll go the Blazers. They've got to get off the schneid at some point. That's not a good reason, though. They stink. Give me the Jazz. That's a tank off. Because if the Jazz decide to really go, fuck it. They're going to be trying to catch the Blazers for that 5-6-7 worst record. Give me the Jazz, though. Suns at Lakers. This is going to be a great one. Suns, I think, should be too good for the Lakers. Ooh, AD. Nah, they should be right. Ayton versus AD. Give me the Suns. Knicks at Magic on Friday. I'll take the Knicks. Cavs at Nets. I'll take the Nets in the second one of that series. The Cavs play them on Wednesday, as mentioned. Pelicans host the Hornets. Pelicans should win that pretty handily. And the Clippers, again, with the Thunder. Having just played them on Wednesday, I think they beat them again and go 2-4-2. And there you go. All the games picked. I reckon we'll try to do a show Wednesday or Thursday. Maybe both. See how we go. Right. Because we should be doing this daily pretty soon. This week, next week. Getting pretty close. Either way, NBA Australia, that's it. We'll be back in a day or two. Keep your ears and eyes out. Check out Twitter, FaceyIG, get over the socials, get around NFL Australia with myself and Gaz. We'll have an off-season catch-up show pretty soon as well. Get around CodeBet, that's a good website. NBAAustralia.com/shop, get your merch, check us a couple of shekels if you want a t-shirt or a hoodie. They're very nice hoodies. Rate and review it. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, however you listen to the show. Help a brother out, rate and review it, would you? Leave a review if you haven't already. We've changed all the back-end shit, so yeah, that'd be really handy. What else? Big thanks go to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Check out the new band House Hats. They rule. So do Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinated, Goldmines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex, Shadow, Green, and Dozer for all the tunes you hear throughout the show. Smash them all at Bandcamp, Triple J on Earth, Facey, Apple Music, Spotify. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands, so should you. And we're going to close out today's show with a really quick deli review of The Last of Us. No spoilers, it's all right. And we will catch you probably Wednesday or Thursday, you dickheads, don't know yet. Maybe even tomorrow. Who knows? Surprise! This is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would you? And lederhosen. the fuck aren't you? It's your old mate Deli over here just swinging by for my latest pop culture view and shit, eh? Gotta tell you, I've had a pretty gnarly weekend, you know, just hanging out, just playing against Washington, and then my old mate fucking Xavier Cook swings by and goes, "Oi, Deli, what are you doing, dickhead?" I'm like, "Oh, fucking X-Man, what are you doing, bro?" He's like, "Oh, I'm playing for the Wizards now." I'm like, "Fucking no way, since when?" And he's like, "Oh, since like yesterday. I like landed, they gave me some shorts, now I'm going to play." I'm like, "Fucking hey, that's pretty sick as hey. How's your old man?" He's like, "Oh yeah, he's not bad and shit." So yeah, we had a big old chin wag before the game. Both got out there, had a bit of a run around. It was fucking sick as, wasn't it? So yeah, good weekend. But also, I finally got to catching up on that fucking Last of Us on telly. Because the missus been like, "Oh nah man, it's a bit scary, eh, Deli?" And I'm like, "Nah, should be right, should be right. Put the squid to bed, we'll fucking just stay up and watch it." So thing is, we've been on a bit of a road trip, and so she doesn't want to fucking watch it, and I'm like, "Well, fuck it. I'll just fucking watch it on my iPad on the plane, eh?" So I've smashed it all. I'll tell you what, yeah, she wasn't fucking wrong. I was scared shitless for some of it. I'm like, "Fucking, what is going on?" Look, no spoilers or nothing, but fucking good telly show. If you're going to make a telly show out of a game, like a video game and shit, this is how you fucking do it. Like, you get that Pedro Pascal, you get that fucking chick from, like, Game of Thrones, and, like, then you have that moment, like, "Wait, aren't both these motherfuckers from Game of Thrones? Is this like a Game of Thrones spin-off? What's going on? This is, are there no other actors, or are they all just from Game of Thrones? I don't know." Anyway, it was fucking good, so I watched a bunch of it, watched it all, got to the end, I'm like, "Oh, fucking shit ass, eh? Oh," but yeah, nice balls. You'll love it, so go check it out. I was fucking on the edge of my fucking plane suit the entire time, just fucking sitting there, just shitting myself, just trying to get through it all, and all the other blokes are making fun of me, and so I'm like, "Fucking shut up, Last of Us is scary, alright, fuck." But yeah, it's alright, she'll be right. Yeah, so go check it out. It's like, oh, I gave it about, I don't know, 18 out of 10 deli ones, so yeah, it's fucking sick as. Go watch it. What is it? I don't know, it's on like fucking HBO and shit, isn't it? So yeah, however you watch that, back in Australia, I don't know. Get right around it, though. It's fucking sick as. Last of Us. Righto, that's it for this week. Hopefully, my mate Cookie, he goes right. Oh, I've heard that he might pop up on NBA Australia soon, too. So, hey, good ass. All right, talk to you at some other point, probably next week, for a new pop culture review. Later, fuckos. Deli out.